Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Somebody asked me this morning about where would our next study be once we finish Hebrews, because we've gone through Romans and Philippians, we've gone through Revelation twice, we're going through the book of Genesis. And I said, I don't know, we got about another year for me to figure that one. Oh, how long. I've just been enjoying so much. You know that we call this the better book, B-E-T-T-E-R, the better book. Not in the context that it's better than any of the other 65 books, but the theme of Hebrews is simply better, that Jesus Christ is much better. He's better than the prophets. He's better than the angels. He's better than Moses. Next week we'll get into Melchizedek. He's better than Melchizedek. Oh, he's better than the law. He's better. And the reason that's the theme is because so many of the Jewish believers were going back to Judaism. We addressed that last week, that these were saved people. But because of persecution and other things that happened in life, they went back to worshiping in the temple. Once again, bringing the little lambs and sacrificing them and crucifying Christ afresh. Remember, we looked about that last week. Those were not people who were not saved. We talked about there's a lot of, they're different, about four different interpretations of Hebrews chapter number 6 that we looked at last week. One of them is that these people were never saved to begin with. Another interpretation is they were saved and they lost their salvation. And then if they lost their salvation, it's impossible to be saved again. There's other, but the one that I hold to and I believe the Bible teaches is that these were believers who went back to the temple, back to worship. And Paul said, let us go on. They're not coming back. And then verse number 9, it kind of pulls it all together. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you. Better things of you. In other words, it talks about in things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. So those believers that are still under persecution and still faithful serving the Lord, they have not gone back into Judaism. He said, we expect better things of you. To keep on keeping on. What do we get in verse number 10? Let me just read verse number 10 through 12, and then we'll comment on that and move on. Verse number 10, Hebrews chapter number 6. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do. In other words, they're still ministering. They're continuing to minister, not just in the past, but presently. They're ministering. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the gospel. In verse number 10, notice he said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor and love. Listen, God does not forget your work or your labor of love. They accompany one another. Matter of fact, it's like the old adage, love and marriage. Love and marriage, they go together, supposed to go together. Well, the same thing here with when we see the labor of love and your work. We work because we love. And when we love, we work. They go together. And that's the thought that Paul's trying to bring out. They accompany one another. Sometimes we fear that God forgets about us and our work and our labor of love. But that's what Paul is reminding them. God never forgets what you've done for him and for others. That fear comes from relying on the attention and applause of people. From the fleshly side, that's where we struggle, because we figure that we're not getting the attention, or people has forgotten all the things that we've done. And whether you've been in the ministry, in the pastoral work, as a missionary, or even a faithful Christian, that for years and years, isn't it amazing? You can do good things for years and years and help people, but if you mess up one time, that's what they remember. As a pastor, I could tell you stories. You know, I'm by the bed. I married people, buried people, been at, you know, at births, at, you know, at children's births. I've been at the bedside of hospitals, been in homes and praying, just rejoicing. But I do one thing wrong, or they think I'm done wrong, and that's what they remember. But they forget all the other things, all the good things. And by the way, I'm human. Amen, preacher. I mess up. I know you don't think that, but I do mess up sometimes. And it's amazing that when somebody messes up, that's what they remember. And this is what God is saying. Paul is saying, listen, God never forgets your work and your labor of love. Even though other people will forget, he never forgets. People are fickle. And I have a note here that you can love, you can help them and love them over and over and over, year after year. Everything is great till you mess up then. But God never forget your work and your labor of love. And that's what Paul, again, when we look at the book of Hebrews, this isn't a letter of condemnation, but it is a letter of encouragement to those believers who are struggling with life. And again, all the things that come up, has come upon them, because it's written to the Hebrews. And these are believers under deep distress and persecution, and some of them are leaving. So this whole letter is a letter of encouragement to keep on keeping on. God's not forgotten anything. He keeps a record of it. And then verse number 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Paul is encouraging the believers to press on to the end. Don't you quit. Don't you ever give up. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Again, Paul is writing verse number 58. That's that great resurrection chapter. And he said that in verse number 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Sometimes we wonder, is it worth it? But Paul was telling the church of Corinth, you keep on keeping on. Your labor is not in vain. Be like a postage stamp. Stick to something till you get there, okay? Don't you quit. Hang in there. And that's what he's saying in verse number 11 of Hebrews chapter number 6. He said, don't you quit. Have that full assurance of hope. That living faith brings forth living hope. Living faith brings forth living hope. No, notice I didn't say saving faith. There's a lot of believers out there who are still living in defeat. Living faith, though, when you're walking with Christ. Well, y'all remember Lester Roloff? One of the songs I remember him singing, he's a great preacher, but he wasn't a good singer. He'd say, living by faith in Jesus. Remember that? Walking with and his goodness, watermelon. From all harm safe, his sheltering love. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. That living faith brings living hope. No matter what goes on in our lives, you know that hope. And we know that hope looks to things that are promised by Jesus. It's not a blind faith. We know Jesus has promised us some things. We're going to find out here in the next few verses that God can't lie. It's impossible for God to lie. So that hope that we have, it relies on the promises of God. And it says, unto the end, because he's going to carry us unto the end. It's that joyful and confidence, that expectation of eternal blessing. You know it's going to happen. We walk by faith and not by sight. And because of that living faith, we have living hope.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Dr. Phil Stringer. He'll be a special guest speaker this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss Dr. Phil Stringer. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.